reason number one why I don't drink alcohol, it's honestly pretty simple. It basically comes down to the fact that I just don't get any benefit from it. Like, everything that I do, I don't know, I see it as like an equation in my head. It's either a plus or a minus. And alcohol, it's always minus. I always regret it. It doesn't make me feel happier. It doesn't make me feel like a cooler person. It doesn't, like, I guess I've reached that point of not giving a fuck to where I don't need alcohol to dance. I don't need alcohol to say something that I want to say. And plus, I just know, like, the science behind alcohol, there's no benefits of it. Like, why would I drink something that's literally proven to be a poison to the human body? And yeah, like, literally last year, I think I had 2 glasses of wine, like, in the summer, and then 1 glass of wine in the winter, just for Christmas, whatever, to say cheers for the holiday. But yeah, I caught myself when I moved to Bulgaria. I caught myself drinking. I hadn't drank anything in almost a year, and I met this one guy that I really liked. I thought he was like the coolest person, and I literally caught myself drinking after hanging out with him a couple times, because like, he literally made me feel like I wasn't cool enough to hang out with him. So I was like, oh, maybe he'll like me if I drink a glass of wine. Like, I don't know, let's just try it, we're in Bulgaria, I don't know, maybe the wine works different here. And no, like, literally it didn't make me feel any different. It didn't make him treat me any differently. And yeah, after like those 2 glasses of wine, I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you're literally drinking wine for this person who's just treating you like shit. Like, just don't hang out with him. Don't put poison in your body just because that person doesn't know how to treat you like a person. But yeah, that's just my main reason. Everything that I put into my body, I look up the science. Every food. You can literally, like, guys, we live in the information age. Everyone has a smartphone. You can go on Google and look up effects of alcohol on your body, effects of cigarettes on your body, effects of eating strawberries on your body. And when you know the science behind it, it becomes so much easier to cut certain foods out, to cut certain habits out, and it becomes so much easier to want to eat healthier when you know, like, oh shit, eating strawberries will help me have glowing skin, or oh shit, eating strawberries will help my digestion, or oh shit, eating processed snacks will slow my digestion, or it's gonna cause me to look older. It becomes so much easier the next time that you're faced with a food option to be like, oh hell no, I'm not eating that, that's gonna make me look older. You know what I mean? Reason number two, my dad's a nice person ish when he's sober, but when he drinks, he just turns into like a version of himself that I can't even believe that he doesn't, like, he isn't aware that exists. It's like he just turns off completely. He just mistreats my mom, mistreats me, mistreats himself. And I don't want to be anything like him. My dad drinks every single day. He has poor mental health, poor physical health. He's not like a very motivated person. He really only cares about money. He cares about us, but he doesn't know how to express it. He doesn't know why. I get it. Like, there's a lot. It goes a lot deeper than, like, oh, he drinks alcohol, that's why he's a shitty person. But it's just, like, the alcohol doesn't make anything better. So that's why I just choose this one habit that he showed me that I don't want to have, for sure.